Lots of chefs cook from the heart, but you could say that the pastry chef Fanny Gerson cooks from a broken heart. Now, her desserts always make me smile, and that's her point, because once, when she was in Mexico researching the recipes she grew up with, her husband dropped her an email saying he wanted a divorce. And to work her way through the shock and pain of that moment, Fanny decided she needed to come back to America and, in her words, share the sweetness of Mexico. She's a wonderful chef and a master of Mexican ice creams and ice pops called paletas. And so I met up with her in her paleta factory, that's the noise you'll hear in the background, for a lesson in Mexican dessert making. So, hola, Fanny.
Hola.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you for being here. I'm very excited, and I love talking about sweets, particularly Mexican sweets.
All right, and you're going to show us how to make your flan.
Yes.
Awesome.
Flan is a type of custard. A custard is very versatile, and I think it's much simpler than it often seems.
Okay.
So if we can head to the kitchen. It's a bit noisy in there. There's paleta making, lots of stuff going on. But
so here we are in your kitchen by your stove. You have a very simple setup. I mean, you have salt, sugar, vanilla, eggs and egg yolks, and a little bit of Mexican cinnamon.
Yep. And then we have some milk in the back that has been steeping. It's milk and a little bit of heavy cream.
Okay.
And yeah, so this is like an old-fashioned flan. There's many different versions, but this is my sister's favorite recipe.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Yes.
Awesome.
And I love Mexican cinnamon. I want you to smell this.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't that amazing? This recipe, you know, there's people that use cinnamon, some people use vanilla bean, some use lemon zest or lime. Really, we don't use a lot of lemon in Mexico, or a combination.
Yeah.
So really, you can make this flan to suit your particular taste. I happen to love cinnamon, and it's very nostalgic. So to me, the fact that it's an old-fashioned flan has to have
cinnamon. Yeah. And I forgot to mention the first step, which you've already done and set up for us, was you made a simple caramel until it was like a nice amber and poured it in the pan that you're going to cook the flan in, right?
Yeah. So we have this already. It's chilled. And then the next step is to take the milk and the cream that were brought up to a simmer with the cinnamon, and they've been steeping for about 15 minutes or so. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to strain it.
So you're just putting it right through a fine mesh strainer, just catch all the little bits of cinnamon.
Yeah. You want to make sure that this is still warm. And next step is you're going to mix the sugar with the milk. As long as the sugar dissolves,
you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You can just continue making the flan off the stove.
Okay.
If it hasn't dissolved, then you just put it back just for a couple of minutes, keep on stirring until it's dissolved.
Okay, so you've mixed the sugar into the warm milk, and here come the eggs.
Yeah, so now we're gonna put, it's a mixture of eggs and yolks. Again, you're gonna find so many recipes, but essentially the technique
is the same,
and you should just get the technique down and then just have the confidence to play around depending on the texture you want.
Right.
So mix these, the eggs. Lightly. You don't want to whip them too much.
Okay.
So then you're going to add a little bit of salt.
A pinch of salt.
A pinch of salt. And then just a little bit of vanilla.
Just a little splash of vanilla.
A little splash of vanilla. And then you just want to make sure it's mixed. So you want to, you do want to get as much of these streaks gone.
Okay.
But don't stress over it.
Yeah.
You know, everything's going to get mixed. Okay. You're gonna take your hot milk with the sugar in it that's been infused with the cinnamon, and you're gonna take a part of it, and then you're gonna put it in the eggs.
Okay.
This is what we call tempering.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The reason why you do this and you don't pour the eggs directly into the hot liquid is because you'll make sweet scrambled eggs that won't be good.
So you've added a little bit of the warm milk to the eggs and just whisked it in. And you're gently bringing up the temperature of the eggs with the warm milk, but not so much that you cook it.
So then you just whisk it. Again, you don't want to add a lot of air to it. You're not trying to whip the eggs. You just want to make sure they're well incorporated, right?
Right.
So now we're going to pour the flan mixture into the pan that has the caramel that's been cooled down.
Yeah.
And I like to do sort of a strain again, just in case, because sometimes when you break the eggs, they have a little bit of shell.
Sure.
So we're gonna pour it directly. You put the colander directly on top of the flan.
Oh, and
mold.
It's just like streaming in so beautifully.
Yeah.
All right, and then when you're ready, you go in the oven in a water bath.
Yeah, so we're gonna cover it with aluminum foil. You don't want to cover it too tight because that's going to create steam.
Mm-hmm.
So you can puncture a couple of holes in the foil, actually. And then you put it in a water bath. So you want to take a baking pan that is bigger, but at least just as tall, if not taller, than your flan mold. So you put the flan mold inside a pan,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the oven. And then I like to pour the water directly
into the larger pan to surround the flan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you put boiling water, or is it just?
Use tap water that's very hot.
Perfect.
You don't need to boil
it.
Very simple.
Yeah. And that protects the flan as it bakes, so the outside, like the edge of the flan, doesn't bake too fast.
Exactly. So in a custard, you want things to cook slowly.
Yeah, and you're just babying it the whole time.
You're just babying it the whole time. And then each oven, I always say, like, when it comes to flan, you know, sometimes even the same recipe for me, like, sometimes can take, let's say, 15 minutes, and other times it can take, like, an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm.
So I think a lot of it depends on, you know, what the exact temperature it was, you know, but what you're looking for is that when you take it out, you're gonna shake it and it's gonna, you know, kind of jiggle in the center a little bit, but the edges are set.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then the hardest part is this, because once you take it out, you have to cool it and refrigerate it. So you have to be very patient.
So the hardest part is waiting to eat it.
The hardest part is waiting to eat it, but, you know, patience has its rewards. So I'm gonna pop this in the oven
mm-hmm.
now, but I actually made one ahead. So that you didn't have to wait till tomorrow.
The magic of radio.
Exactly. Although I have to say, we had an issue with the oven that I didn't realize until this morning when I came in, because when we unmolded it, it fell apart. And I was like, what happened? I mean, we've done this many times. But it's still going to take.
It's real life.
It happens. You know, it's not as beautiful as we'd like it to be.
All right. So here it is. It did crackle around a little, but just around the edge, it's obviously not a big deal. But this is beautiful because I guess, I don't know why this happens, but it seems like the caramel in the pan mixes with the base a little bit as it bakes. And so when you unmold it, it kind of has its own sauce. Like the caramel bakes directly onto it, but some of it sort of runs off and it's this beautiful, loose, sort of like syrupy sauce
out
of it.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's go for a bite. Oh, man.
Mm.
It's so velvety. It's so smooth and beautiful. It's so delicious.
Thank you.
I'm literally drooling right now. I can't talk. Thank you so much for showing me how to make this.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Come back soon.
I will.
Please.
Fani Gerson is the chef owner of La New Yorkina and has written 3 books about Mexican sweets. The newest is called Mexican Ice Cream, Beloved Recipes and Stories. You can find her recipe for flan at splendidtable.org.